The podcast begins now. Joined today by Swagger Souls.
Hello.
Was that your voice?
No.
I didn't see you. Was that actually his voice?
It seemed like an accident.
What happened to your voice?
Oh, man. I just smoked too many cigarettes last night. Now I'm really fucked up.
Righto.
Is that what happens when you smoke too many cigarettes?
Yeah, is that how your voice sounds after a cigarette binge?
Yeah, do I just smoke like a whole deck?
Just pulling them and they just disappear?
Yeah, dude, just one drag per cigarette. I do 20 drags like a man would, like a man with hair on his chest.
Like a real drag queen.
Yeah, why is cigarettes so
like
cool?
Like a drag king.
Okay.
Even.
All right.
Yeah, then, after I smoke the whole deck,
my voice just gets really, really, scratchy.
Right. Do you kind of like the scratchiness?
No, not at all. No, it's awful. It's horrible.
Yeah, you should lubricate your throat with something.
Yeah, usually when I lubricate my throat, then we go,
it's too slippery in there now.
Way too slippery.
Can't even get your words out. They're just slipping and sliding all over the place.
Yeah, for horrible. Anyways, also joined by Toby.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Sounding normal. It's good to see.
Did you guys think that cigarettes were cool when you were a kid?
Oh, they were awesome. They were so cool.
Nah.
I thought cigarettes were really cool when I was a kid.
Why? What was the first memory you have of like watching a cool guy smoke a cigarette on TV or whatever? You're like, oh yeah, this is cool.
I don't know. I think it was more when I saw my young, like my friends, like 14, 15, smoking cigarettes. I was like, oh, that's kind of
cool.
Yeah,
when I saw my friends back in middle school, I walk around and pick up cigarettes off the side of the road and then smoke like the remainder. I was like, dude, that is so fucking
right,
sick.
Okay, yeah.
Really?
I want to fucking do that.
Okay.
I want to smoke a cigarette that an old grandma threw out the window, was sitting on the side of the road for God knows how long, but it still has that like red lipstick on the end of it that you can just suck on. It was a buzz, it was economical, and it was free hepatitis C, and honestly, I couldn't turn that down.
Free hepatitis C?
Free
huh?
hepatitis C. That's it's like, it's, like yeah. it's the best yeah. vitamin.
Wait,
it's
so
top shelf.
It's top shelf.
So I take it you didn't think smoking was cool?
Dude, I loved it. It was so fucking great. Like,
okay.
So your friends actually picked up cigarettes on the side of the road and shit?
Dude.
And like,
I had the fucking worst friends when I was in middle school. They were fucking idiots. They were like, oh, I want to smoke weed. That'd be so cool. And then I'm like, oh, I don't think we should do that, guys. It's illegal. Because I was a fucking nerd. I was a fucking little idiot. And they were like, no, dude, smoking weed is cool. We're going to do it. And so I was like, all right, sweet. So they picked up some midi trash for some guy. And then I think it was like a fucking brother of a friend or whatever. And then I think they stole it. But basically, they had weed, they ground it up, and then they realized we don't have papers. And I was like, okay, well, you guys don't have papers. We should probably just, throw it away or something. And I was good. And they were saying, like, no, I know exactly what they
could. Every step of the way, you're like, oh, no, no papers. Oh, I guess we can't smoke. Let's go home, guys.
Yeah, and they were like, no, I have an idea. My friend goes. Goes to his mom's room, opens up the bedside table, grabs a King James Bible, and rips out page 420 of the King James Bible, and then he rolled it up, and they attempted to smoke it, and it was awful. And I was like, guys, you probably shouldn't do that. Shouldn't take your mom's Bible. I don't think you should rip out page 420 of the Bible and smoke it. And like, I'm like combative the entire way.
Man,
like, this
was
is
a real
bad
pussy.
Idea. I was a huge pussy, and I always smoke weed every day. I smoke cigarettes because it's cool.
Yeah.
I deface public property. I say, fuck the government.
Yeah.
Cops are bastards. It's great. It's like, it's what you want to do when you're a youth. Like, you need to set an example.
Yeah. You got to rage against the machine, don't
you? Yeah, dude. Fuck that. Bad. By the way, I don't condone anything that I just said besides smoking weed. That is pretty cool.
Okay.
But cigarettes are bad for you. And not all cops are bad. Excuse me. Let's be real. Some of them are okay.
Yeah, of course. There's good eggs and bad eggs out there.
First time I smoked weed was out of an apple.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Vegan?
Yeah, a little vegan bong.
It's kind of cute.
They'll shove the chopstick down the top and then down the side.
Oh.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for you? How was your first time?
It worked. I don't remember. I remember just like not getting high for ages. Like every time I smoked weed, I was like, I just didn't feel high.
Well, I guess after all the cocaine you were doing at the time, it probably just didn't feel like much.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, you were on the coke early. You really hit the bags when you were, sleeping on kites.
Exactly. I was on the half pipe at school. I mean, down at the park, first time I did it.
Lighting candles. Smoking,
See? Doing... You remember the story.
Of course, I do. Of course. Yeah.
How could I forget? I was extremely concerned
at
the time.
One of our biggest podcast clips.
Yeah.
Yeah, is, you admitting to... to years of cocaine abuse starting at a young age.
If you want to know more about Toby's crippling cocaine addiction at a young age, just look up on YouTube Toby on the telly's crippling cocaine addiction.
Yep.
Or something like 100% that.
100% true. And it was quite a parable.
Yeah, it was quite a parable. Your grandparents heard that clip.
Yep. They thought it was, they knew it was real.
Of course, because they'd witnessed it at the time.
Yeah,
it was tragic.
They thought, oh, yeah, memories.
Just flooding back to the rehab clinic.
Oh, my stupid coked up son.
Yep.
Grandson.
That's exactly what my grandparents sound like, too. Oh, fucking Toby, cunt, down at the fucking skate park doing lines of rack. What are you doing, cunt?
Oh, it's not Onji, it's not Skunk's Deluxe, is it? Is it,
yeah,
exactly. That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I can't say Skunk's Deluxe.
No, you can say it. That's cool.
Yeah, don't gatekeep.
I won't. I'm sorry. I don't have a gate to keep.
Yeah.
And I'm not a very good keeper.
You actually
anyway.
You do have a gate.
I do have a gate, yeah.
Yeah.
So why would you put that out? It just makes you look like a fucking yuppie.
You fucking yuppie. I'm on a fucking show hosted by a goddamn hypocrite. Gatekeep doesn't even know he has a fucking gate that you can't actually get into.
I have a gate, but I don't keep it.
Yeah, well, you literally don't have keys for your gate either.
Let's not talk about that.
Did
podcast.
We talk about it last episode?
I lost my house keys.
You lost your house keys?
Oh, yeah.
I lost my house keys.
You retraced your steps for like an hour?
Like, what happened was I went out to get a coffee, as I tend to do. It's a nice way to leave the house, go for a little walk. But the coffee place is not far. It's a 5-minute walk down the street. I come back. I realize I've lost my keys. I retrace my steps 3 times. Nowhere to be seen. Check the coffee place. Nowhere to be seen. I'm still locked out of my house. I've been sleeping on the streets.
Wait, you told us last podcast, this story?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe you
I have no idea if I've said it or not.
Okay,
I don't
think you did.
I don't even know what
fresh.
Day it is.
Do you know what the first error in your judgment that you made was?
What?
Going to a coffee shop when instead you could have opened up a great tub of Gamer Subs.
That's true.
Gamer Subs is a beautiful energy drink, powdered energy found in tubs, found in cups that you could buy on gamersubs.gg. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of cups that you can grab, and they have a new waifu cup selection. So if you like big tits,
if you like my big tits,
if you like Toby's big tits, which I'm sure you do, you wouldn't be watching otherwise. Yeah, the only reason why we have her on the podcast anymore.
Yeah.
If you want to get distracted, if you want to maybe bust a fat fucking nut, then you can go over to gamersubs.gg. Look at their newest waifu cup selection. As you know, Toby may have dropped her very own waifu cup.
Mm.
Probably sold out now, but if it isn't, go to gamersubs.gg.
I think it might be time-based.
Oh, maybe it is time-based. So maybe you weren't even able to get it. But
yeah,
if you don't want to miss out on the next big titty drop, if you have your favorite anime girl waifu on the cup, then maybe go over to gamersubs.gg.
Yeah.
Grab Misfits Melon, grab Pineapple Cocktail, grab a variety of beautiful flavors. But if you're on the fence, if you're like, oh, I like Ghee Fuel, I'm a fucking idiot, I like Ghee Fuel, then maybe you don't want to, spend all the money on one tub because you're not confident. Get yourself some free sample packs. Get yourself a beautiful shaker by going to gamersups.gg, gamersupps.gg. And use code MISFITS for 10% off your order.
10%?
You're a fucking idiot. Why do you need coffee?
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. I wasn't really about the coffee. It was just about leaving the house. We're in lockdown. I'll take any chance I can get to just go for a bit of a stroll.
Yeah.
It just clears my head. But yeah, unfortunately, I lost my keys like a fucking goddamn...
Wait, so you can go to a coffee shop?
Huh?
You can go to a coffee shop?
Yeah, but you just... Like, it's takeaway. You just order and stand outside. They bring it out to you sort of thing.
Okay.
It's so funny. It's like, oh, I want to get out of my house because it's lockdown. I'm so tired of being inside. You lose your fucking keys. You can't even get back in.
Guess I get what I wanted.
You're outside your fucking house with your head buried in your hands. Like, oh my God, I can't get back inside. The cop's like, oi! Here's a fine.
I'm locked down and locked up. I had to actually scale my wall to get back in. I had to like climb up the back and do some parkour to get back in.
Yeah, okay,
house,
show
get,
off.
Get in
we
the
get
back
it, you're
door.
Fit. Okay. What does that have to do with anything?
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe if you put down the e-cigarettes.
I did a couple of pull-ups and I fucking did like 100 push-ups and then I scaled my wall like a ninja. Fuck off.
I did a couple warm-up moves. Yeah. A couple Bruce Lee limbering up moves.
Yeah.
And then I just went, wah, and fucking just jumped over.
Why didn't you just one-inch punch your fucking door down?
Because I would break my door. Do you have any idea how strong I am? I don't even know my own strength. I'm not going to try that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, I had to. Now every time I want to leave the house, I just have to jump over my wall.
Yeah, well, last time I came over your
house. Wait, so you still don't have your keys?
No. Uh-huh. No, I go through the back, so I have like a remote control for
the back. Last time we went over to visit him, I was like standing at the front door, and he's like, no, you got to go around the back. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, no, you got to go around the back. Like, just open the door. And you're like, I can't. I lost my keys. And I was like, okay. I tried to scale the wall, which I was unsuccessful with.
Yeah, that's not even the wall that I had to scale. The wall I had to scale was 2 times as tall as that. Thankfully, I'm 2 times as tall as you, so.
Yeah. And that would help. It would certainly help.
Why didn't you just climb over the smaller wall?
No, because that door was locked. Like, the small wall's at the front.
Okay, so there's, yep.
And then there's the back, which is like a huge garage wall.
Okay.
And to climb over that. Anyway, I have a remote control
now.
That's how I get it. It's kind of nice. It's kind of like mixed up my way of entering my home.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a new house.
It's like a new house. I love it.
Yeah.
No, I'm in pain.
Yeah.
No, but it's fine.
It's nice that your house has a perimeter wall.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Keep out the yuppies.
Exactly. Well, I'm leaving the country now, so at least I know my place is locked up.
Yeah.
Unless someone finds my keys. Yeah, just tries every lock.
You got to get back from LA and fucking have to climb over your fence to get in.
No, I have my remote control. I did buy one of those fucking little Nest cameras, the Google Nests, because I hate every time I leave my house, I'm like, what if? It just in the back of my mind, I'm always like, what if someone's breaking into my house right now? What if something's going wrong in my house?
Is it like one of those rings where, like, as soon as someone like enters, it'll alert your phone?
And it's also a live feed, so I can check my phone anytime and see like video footage of my living room.
Bro, next time I'm walking for any reason, go right up your house, I can stick my head in the ring camera
and just fucking throw rocks at it.
it's like
3 a.m. for me. I'm in America. I'm just like, fuck, Swagger again. Just fucking with me. Give me notifications. Like, if you want to talk to me, just call me.
Cam, I lost my phone. I hope you're doing okay. Just screaming at 3 a.m. The whole neighborhood wakes up.
Please do that. That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
I can actually, I can talk through it as well. So it's got a microphone, so I can be like, hey, get out of my house if it's an intruder. And he'll be like, what are you going to do? And I'll be like, that's a great point.
Carry on.
I might call the police and they'll be there in 15 to 20 minutes. It's just enough time for me to run away with your TV.
If he took the TV, I wouldn't be that mad. I'd be a little mad. But, it's like there's probably more valuable stuff than the TV.
Oh, yeah? Like what? And where?
Like the gold bars he has?
Like those, bars.
Yeah.
They probably just think those are fake.
Yeah, true. That's what's smart about having gold bars in the open,
That's right.
Mm. If it's in your safe, everyone knows they're real. But if they're just out, people be like,
yeah, people are just playing a paperweight, but they didn't know that it was actual real gold.
Yeah, and they didn't try and lift it up to see.
Mm.
So glad I put all my YouTube earnings into gold. Not regretting it at all.
Well, you wouldn't be.
I guess not.
Gold's gone up in value.
Is it doing well?
I think so. I don't know.
What are gold stocks, Ed?
I have no idea.
That's a gold spot.
Pump and dump
spot.
Gold.
Pump and dump gold. Mm. Yep. Gold I'm just coin. A gold digger. That's all I am. Digging away for that gold. I pan for it, too. I go to the little river.
Oh, do you?
Where? What, the Melbourne River?
Yeah, just the Yarra.
What would you even get panning in the Yarra? For the people at home that don't know.
You'd probably get some cum.
Yeah, the Yarra River. I'm pronouncing it right.
Yeah, Yarra River.
Yarra.
It's the Yarra.
If you go to the Yarra River.
Yeah, it's better.
It's like fucking filthy. Like, it is fucking gross. It runs right through, like, Melbourne. It goes right through the actual city. But apparently, like, the further up you get is actually really clean and beautiful. But as soon as it's into the city, it's sludge.
Yeah, a lot of pollution. A lot of three-eyed fish swimming around.
What do you think? Like, panning in the Yarra, you probably get a lot of cigarette bites. You probably get a lot of used condoms.
A lot of needles.
A couple of needles.
A lot of Coke cans.
A lot
of plastic bags.
Plastic bags.
Probably just like dead penguins and shit. Who knows, man?
Dead penguins.
Ooh,
I don't fucking know.
That'd be nice.
Kinds of crazy shit in there. Probably like the body of a child.
Yeah. The body of a small child. No head?
What?
No, just the body.
What?
No head.
No, dude. We found your wife at the bottom of the Yarra, decapitated. Oh, so no head? That's awful.
Oh, that
but
terrible.
So funny. Yep. Awesome.
If you're
listening to the podcast and your loved one has been decapitated, I'm sorry.
That you aren't getting any head.
You're not
getting
any head. Yeah. Wait, so this first time you smoked weed, because you never actually told us. No, that was... Did you actually smoke it, or did you just sit nervously around your friends the whole time, like, oh, geez, this doesn't seem like a good idea.
That was in middle school, so no, I did not smoke weed in middle school, because I was smart enough then to be like, I knew that smoking weed at a young age would just completely irreversibly fucking munt my brain cells, and so I was like... I was like, hey, maybe I should, like, wait, you know, because I was convinced at that point in time, because my dad was telling me, oh, weed will fucking kill you. Oh, you know, if you take LSD, it'll burn holes in your brain. So I was kind of like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, my dad is never wrong, and he's God, and so I'll do whatever he says. And then I got older, and then I flunked a fucking math class. I, like, completely fucked up this shit, like... I was really sick. I had a stomach bug. I was like thrown up in the bathroom. Like I was fucking really, really bad. And I was like, Dad, I need to go home. And so like I ended up going to the nurse. Like, you had a fever? Like, yeah, you should fucking leave. And so I did. And then I had a math test that was like imperative for me to take then. And so that had a chance of passing the class. And then, yeah, I was like, well, I'm too sick to do this, so I'm not going to. And then I left. And then my bitch fucking teacher, my stupid bitch fucking teacher, who I hate, called my dad and was like, oh, yeah, by the way, your son is going to fail the class if he doesn't take this test. And my dude, I was fucking like in bed shivering. My dad comes in. He's like, put on your bags. Put on your shoes. We're going back to school and you're taking that fucking test. And I was like, oh, my God. Really? I was so pissed off.
That's crazy. And then, made you do though.
Well, you know,
what does this have to do with weed?
Well, what happened is, you know, I was so pissed off because I took the stupid test. I probably flunked it. I was feeling awful about it. It was gonna have to change from like this math class to like, you know, the stupid kid class, like right after that. So I was really fucking upset at that. I was just upset at myself in general. And then my best friend called me, you know, like a day or 2 days after. He's like, hey, bro, I got more weed, like, because he was trying to get me to smoke for ages, long, like, ages since middle school. Yeah. And so I was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Like, I'll actually try it. I'll actually go and we'll smoke. And then we went to an abandoned Boy Scout camp that was, like, derelict, broken glass everywhere, overgrown, completely abandoned. It was the middle of the day. We sat in, like, this basketball court, and it had this really, really small one-hitter pipe. It was just made of metal, and I smoked it. It tastes like burnt rubber. It sucked, and I was sort of freaking out because it got high. And I was like, oh, my God, I shouldn't have done this. Like, my one rule was that I would never do drugs. And what a pussy, right? What a stupid fucking idiot, dude. And so, like, you know, I smoke, and I'm, like, freaking out. And he's just like, bro, you're being retarded. Just fucking chill out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we walk back to my house. He goes inside, puts the shit away. We're neighbors. And then he's like, well, dude, I don't want to hang out at my house. Why don't we go to yours? So I go to my house. My mom and dad are there. They're like, hey, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. I meet, you know, get my friend come in, you know, and hang out.
You're just
like,
so paranoid.
So on edge. Like, and they didn't suspect a fucking thing. And so I go upstairs. Oh, by the way, my dad listens to the podcast. Hi, Dad. It was really fucking big that one time. It was awesome, though. we went upstairs. We played some games. Like the Xbox or something. And then, my mom went up, brought us like Cheetos and shit, give us a ton of snack food. And we were pogging. We were pogging super hard. She probably did not know. I think she was just being a mom, being a little host. But, dude, we devoured the Cheetos. Just fucking absolutely munched on all of them. It was great. It was a great, great first time.
Yeah, first time I discovered food on weed was just like life-changing. I remember just being so enamored with how Cheetos and lollies tasted. It was like, this is insane. This is the best pleasure I've ever felt.
When you first started smoking, the way that it affects your taste and like your appetite and like your state of mind is fucked. That same friend who made me smoke, who got me into it, he told me a story. He's like, dude, by the way, your munchies will probably be really weird. I was like, well, what do you mean? He said, well, I got really hungry and I felt like something like kind of spicy, but also plain. So we got these saltine crackers and mustard, and he started putting mustard on the crackers, and he was eating it. And he was like, dude, this is like the fucking best thing I've ever eaten in my life. And he had like a whole fucking, like the whole row of saltine crackers, and like half a bottle of this mustard.
What kind of mustard are we talking? Hot English, Dijon?
I think it was just some yellow.
Just yellow American mustard?
Yellow American mustard.
That's fucked up.
Right? And so, like, you know, he told me about it and how good it was. And he goes, you know what? I think I might try it again. And I was on a Skype call with him and he's fucking making it. He fucking bites into it. He goes, oh, this is fucked up. This is fucking awful. It tastes like shit. And I was like, well, you know, how good can mustard be on saltine crackers? But apparently the answer is really fucking good after you've had, like, you know, 4 or 5 grams of weed.
It's like a parallel to beer goggles.
Yeah.
But, you know, instead it's...
mouth goggles.
mouth goggles.
It's a mask.
It's a weed taste buds or something like that. Weed tongue. Your tongue gets all
beer
confused.
Beer goggles. Is that a term?
Beer goggles is like a term for when you have a few drinks and all of a sudden everyone looks a little more attractive and everyone's a little more funny and, you know, whatever. It's how people kind of get enamored with people they might otherwise not be attracted to.
Yeah.
When they get drunk.
Mm.
So I'm making a comparison to that. You know.
You said explaining
again. Now I'm just explaining the
it's good. The it's comparison. Good comparison.
So
you should make more of those.
Yeah. It's kind of like that one time that he like was comparing stuff like for an unnecessarily long period of time.
Oh,
and then somebody
that's a
else
good
came
comparison.
In.
Yeah.
Does it remind you of another thing?
No, it doesn't remind me of anything.
Well, that reminds me of that one time that
I didn't know anything?
Well, that you didn't contribute to the conversation.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
It does,
they
really.
They call me Comparison Cam. Sorry, I just had to say that.
Yeah, they don't call you Compassion Cam, do they?
What? Are you saying I'm not compassionate as a human being?
I just said it. Look, it just came out.
I don't
out.
Really care.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Middle school, though, huh? Crazy times. What
yeah,
a riot.
Apple.
What a crazy riot.
Fucking horrible.
Boy Scout camps and mustard crackers, huh?
Yeah, dude, I was more high school.
That was more high school?
That was more high school for me.
Right on. Oh, yeah, I didn't smoke weed till out of high school. I didn't do any drugs in high school.
Loser, fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's probably why I
didn't get any pussy.
Dude, you're actually such a yuppie, it's making me fucking sick.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
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 Man, I had a great topic before you started talking about that fucking cracker shit.
Well, then fucking spit it out.
I can't remember what it was, Swagger.
Oh, yeah?
Give me a second. All right, don't. All right, give me a second.
Yeah, we're giving you the second.
Okay, but like, do something else while I think.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, just like...
Okay. Don't do patty cake. No, you can't just resort to patty cake whenever we run out of topics.
To the audio listeners, me and Toby are playing patty cake. Why don't you stop?
Well, I can't talk in the mic.
It's awkward distance, and you're talking while you're doing it.
Why don't we start thumb wrestle instead? For the audio listeners, me and Toby are currently thumb wrestling.
Remarkably similar thumbs. Like,
yeah, right? Yeah, I think it's a pretty even match. Our weight division is really up there. All right. I'm gonna fuck you up, Toby. Oh, you're shit. Man, if you're an audio listener, you're really missing out on this action. All right, Fitz, why don't you commentate over this?
Viagra thief, not hot and criminal lawyer says.
What?
Well, right.
You
right,
heard me.
Right into the news.
Viagra thief, not hot and criminal lawyer says. Let's talk about it.
He's certainly a hard criminal.
Cannabis user Stephen Cooper stole Viagra from a pharmacy he was banned from.
No way, Stephen Curry stole Viagra?
No,
that's correct.
Stephen Cooper.
The 46-year-old stole the packet of Viagra from Lloyd's Pharmacy in Leek as he needed it for himself as he had formed a relationship with a woman. Let's go!
Very good.
The theft happened at 8 days after police executed a drugs warrant at his arrest and found 10 euros worth of cannabis in his room.
10 euros?
10 euros.
That's fucked.
That's crazy.
That guy needs life in jail.
Yeah, for not having enough weed.
Yeah, fucking loser.
What the fuck? Why are the police so on his case for 10 euros of weed? On March 19, the defendant entered Lloyd's Pharmacy in Leek and stole a packet of Viagra. This guy's outrageous. 4 weeks before that, he had gone to the pharmacy and tried to steal four packets of Viagra.
Oh,
he
at least
apologized.
This time he stepped it down because he knew that he couldn't quite do the
yeah,
four.
Yeah, the four like would have been like, I'll steal once, just these four packets, and then never again. This will last me for however long until my relationship falls apart with this new woman.
Yeah.
So maybe like a couple weeks later, he was like, ooh, if I keep stealing, maybe the relationship will last way shorter than I imagined. So maybe I only need one packet. And then boom. Arrested for 10 euros of weed and the Viagra stealing. And so, yeah, relationship.
Wait, so he actually got
done.
Arrested for 10 euros of weed?
I don't think so.
No,
I think they had
the Viagra.
Yeah, I think they had a warrant and then they just searched this place and they only found 10 euros, which is not really a lot. I mean, that's fucking nothing.
Yeah, is that
but anyway, he got
illegal?
Banned from this pharmacy, that's for sure. And this guy clearly has a Viagra problem. He clearly has a need to have a card dick at all times. As soon as he starts getting flaccid, he needs another hit. He just can't.
There's too much blood in my brain.
Yeah, he just wants to get it out of there.
Yeah.
Some people just like to think with their dick 24/7.
Yeah, it's, you know, sometimes it's the best decision.
Sometimes it is.
I'm not sure what to do. I'm going to take a Viagra. My dick will point me in the right direction. Oh, straight ahead.
Just pointed me towards more pussy.
Yeah,
great.
He's got a wristband that says, "What would my dick do?"
What would my dick do?
Yeah.
Well, it'd probably get hard and come. So I guess I'll do that.
Yeah.
Figure it out from there. Yeah. And then maybe he'll get flaccid again.
Yeah, and then he'll have to take more.
What would my dick do? Oh, it gets smaller on a cold day. That might work.
Shrivel up like a turtle.
Maybe urinate. I don't know. I don't know if my dick's really got the answers here. Speaking of weed, Amazon's answer to delivery driver shortage? Pot smokers. Let's think about it. The company. Okay. This is Amazon we're talking about. The Bezos Corporation.
Oh, that's owned by Jeff Bezos, right?
That's the guy, bald guy, you know, that really rich guy.
Lex Luthor?
The testicle guy?
Yeah, the guy that looks like a fucking testy.
Yeah.
The company is advising its delivery partners, the mom and pops that operate the ubiquitous blue Amazon vans, to prominently advertise that they don't screen applicants for marijuana use. According to the correspondence reviewed by Bloomberg and interviews for four business owners, doing so can boost the number of job applicants by as much as 400%, Amazon says in one message.
Just because everyone's fucking smoking weed during the lockdown, bro.
As soon as you start screening that shit, you're not going to get people wanting to apply for the job.
It's like when the FBI was like, it was like FBI or CIA was one of the fucking big governmental like ooga boogas. And then like, they were looking for like, you know, gray hat hackers or white hat hackers that could help them like, you know, with cybersecurity or tracking down, you know, where malware came from or any sort of thing like that. And they had, and at every turn, every single person that they interviewed or tried to like get involved, they had to deny because they were all smoking weed. Because they're fucking coders. They're little code monkeys sitting in their fucking like bedrooms hunched over with nerd neck. And so like they, you know, they have chronic back pain because of how fucking fucked up their back is when they have scoliosis. Mm. And then they fucking, you know, they're just smoking weed to like, you know,
you know, like code a little bit better, bro. So I'm gonna like get a fresh perspective after smoking some of this blunt, man.
And then you know they write their fucking code, okay. And then and so like government was like, you shouldn't do code. You shouldn't like, you know, you probably shouldn't smoke weed, man, if you're working for us. And then they were like, nah.
Like, it's either we smoke the weed or we don't work for you.
Smoke weed or you're not finding out who's fucking sending malware to you. That's by the way, it's China. who knew? But yeah,
everyone's working from home nowadays. Everyone's smoking a bunch of weed. Even it's the true. Amazon delivery drivers are working from home.
Yeah. Just
racing cars.
Yeah, they're just in front of the TV with a racing sim.
Dude, that'd be so sick. That'd be so sick.
That's probably the future we're heading towards, man. Just cones and drones and
bone dogs, bones, nerds. I don't know. Yeah, steal Viagra from your local pharmacy today. Don't actually do that. It's rude. Just
have either of you ever
it.
Done Viagra?
No. What are you talking about? Like it's an illicit drug.
What?
What are you talking about? Like it's an illicit drug.
No, I was just curious.
Is there any other way to ask if anyone's done Viagra?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Have you ever taken Viagra, I guess?
Okay, have you ever taken Viagra?
It's like, have you ever done weed, I guess?
I've never done Viagra. I was on the verge of doing horny goat weed once.
Oh. Yeah,
but
there.
I didn't do it, I don't think.
That you can buy that shit from the gas station.
Yeah. I've heard that it doesn't work sometimes.
Well, it works, but not on women, but on goats.
On goats, huh?
Yeah, so you're more inclined to fuck goats.
Huh. I didn't know there was such a market for goats with erectile dysfunction.
No. You get turned on by goats.
You take it, you get horny, you fuck goats, and then you smoke weed. Goat weed.
How horny do I get? Do I get so horny that I'll scale like remarkably steep cliff sides to fuck them? As soon as I come, I realize I'm on top of a very steep mountain.
You get clarity.
Fuck, I took horny goat weed again.
Just perched precariously on a ledge. I'm like, what was I thinking? I was just thinking with my dick, and now I'm up here with this fucking goat that I no longer love.
You don't love the goat anymore?
Oh, it came, but is that post not clarity?
Yeah, I guess the problem is that you have to explain to the goat that it was just a one-time thing, that like you're not looking for anything more than that. Yeah.
But you have to do it nicely, because otherwise the goat might push you off the ledge.
Yeah, buck you off the side.
Yeah, kind of like bite you with his horns.
Get fucked, get bucked, as they say. Not a ideal situation for anyone. Guys, do you remember your first day at school?
Yeah.
What was your like memory of that?
It was horrifying, because I was like, you know, holding my, I think it was my dad's hand, it was either my dad or my mom, I'm holding their hand, we're walking in.
And 5 years old or something like that.
I would have been so young, like we're walking in, and then, you know, there was like a bunch of, you know, a bunch of like funny cartoon characters on the walls and like all that, like a bunch of colors. And then, you know, my mom walks into the room where all the other kids are, and like I'm there, and I... And she, you know, she's like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I was like, okay. And like, I went to follow her. She's like, no, I'll be right back. And I was like, okay. And then I sat there, and then she never came back.
What the fuck?
What? She scammed you.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, because she knew that I wouldn't have done well if I knew that she was leaving me there.
Yeah. So instead, you just had to sit there and go,
dude,
Mom, you coming back?
He never comes back.
I was crying for like a solid hour, 2 hours or whatever, and then a bunch of other, you know, the teachers or whatever. They're not really teachers; just kind of looking at these fucking idiot kids play games.
Yeah,
but you know,
they're teachers.
Not really teaching anything when you're that young. Yeah, like, true. Just, like, it's kind of like a daycare. It's just for like socialization. It's just,
let's
you
not
know.
Disrespect teachers.
No, okay. It's not. But the thing is, they're not like sitting you down in desks and fucking teaching you shit. They're just like, you know, oh yeah, here's they're teaching you the solid social skills, like, you know, make sure you share, like, don't take toys from other people.
Make sure you talk about your friends behind their back. Make sure you bully him for crying.
Basically after that, like, the teachers kind of put me with a group of kids, and they were all playing with these giant Legos. They're like mega blocks. They're stacking, they're building towers, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. And like, I built like little robots and spaceships and shit. And then before I knew it, my mom was back, and I was like, oh, hey. And then I went home.
So, but yeah, did you end up enjoying your day at school?
Yeah.
First day?
Yeah. Not the first hour or two, but after that, it was pretty nice.
It's probably a pretty common experience, right?
Yeah.
You have quite a vivid memory of such an early age. Like, I have images that come up. I remember certain smells. I can remember like certain pictures, but like, I don't really remember how the day panned out that well.
Yeah.
I remember, I don't know if it was me or my brother, but there's a story that my parents always used to tell about one of us. I just can't remember if it was me or not. They, after like one of our first days at school, they asked us like, well, how'd it go? Like, what'd you do? And I think it was me. I was like, oh, you know, I just kind of wandered around and drank out of the fountains. And apparently that was my main memory of my first day at school, was just the drinking fountains and how sick they were.
It's
like, what the fuck, I pushed this button and there's water coming out.
That is fucking sick. You know, you've never experienced anything like that when you're a kid.
Well, I just get a drink whenever on this fucking weird metal thing. That's sick. Did you have drinking fountains you must have, right?
Yeah,
but like, was your school when you were in elementary school, like hallways and lockers and shit at that stage, or was it like
no? This was like pre-elementary.
Okay,
this would have been like preschool, kindergarten type shit. Right. It was a kindergarten.
But like, let's talk like grade one to
grade
seven.
One.
What does that
seven?
School look like? Is that like lockers and shit?
Well, I moved around a lot, so like I changed middle schools halfway, like when in the fourth grade I switched middle schools, I moved states. But the first one was really, really good. I liked it. It was like a school, but there were like, it was one campus, but there was a big building, and then there was like a playground and a big oval in between, and then there was this giant like walkway that went down to the smaller building. And the small building was from first graders to, it was first till, I think, third or fourth grade, and then you went up to the big one for fourth grade, fifth grade, and then you'd go to the middle school. So that was elementary I was in. Sorry if I said middle school.
That's
cool.
But
yeah, I changed elementary schools.
I'm only asking because my only knowledge of what American school looks like comes from Ned's Declassified Schools.
No, not like that.
That's my main point of reference.
Bullshit. There was not a blind guy spinning a basketball all over the place.
What?
There wasn't a guy with fucking Google Glass. Cookie.
Love Cookie.
I love Cookie.
What a great fucking show.
Yeah, he was fucking great. That was a good show. It was a really good show.
Speaking of third grade, one of my memories of third grade is we had this teacher for our classroom for the whole year, and I won't say her name, but she was like a woman in her 30s. She was a nice teacher. Like, I have good memories about her. I think she was like did a pretty good job, but there was one really weird thing about her, and that was that whenever it was someone's birthday in the class, they would have to go up on the front, like get on her lap and be given birthday smacks. Yeah.
What do you mean smacks?
I mean, like, for the amount of years old they were, they would get like smacked on the butt like that many times.
What the fuck?
And it was like a ritual in the class, which seems like really weird
in
hindsight.
Did you like look forward to it?
As a child, it was just like, yeah, I guess this is just fucking Mrs. Whatever doing her thing.
What the
fuck?
But
looking back, even a few years after, I was like, that was peculiar. It didn't feel sexual at all.
Yeah.
I never saw anything go beyond the birthday smack.
Yeah.
It's just a peculiar tradition. I guess it was a different time.
Yeah.
You know, this was like 2005, 2006 or something like that.
It would have been similar so like that.
Pretty early on. But,
and then next year, your birthday came around and you're like,
yeah.
No one's smacking me.
I showed up at my 21st and I was like, where's
my 21 smack?
Where's my 21 smacks,
bitch? Every birthday I go smackless now. It's like a hollow thing inside me. No, but weird, right? Like,
I mean, it
didn't feel weird. We all the other kids kind of like watching the kids get smacked because it's like, yeah, fuck you, getting smacked.
Yeah, it's your birthday, fuck you. You're the center of attention. You better get smacked for
it. But yeah, weirdly, it was the third grade nice teacher that was doing that shit and not the priest, so I went to a Catholic primary school.
Yeah, that's good.
There was never any weird altar boy shit going on.
Yeah, dude. I remember my first grade, it was either first or second. I had the same teacher for the first and second grade, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Which was fucking awesome because I loved her. The whole class loved her. She was so good.
Nice.
And there was like a substitute one day. It was like there was a substitute. Like, and usually when you have substitutes, like in first or second grade, you do something cool. We would do shit where like you get shaving cream and then you spray it all over your desk. And then you would like write on the desk in the shaving cream. Which it was fucking so sick. It was
what is
so
that supposed
fun.
To teach?
Well, it was like a fun exercise. You know, it was like a fun little thing. You know, everyone gets to get their hands like dirty and you're like actually applying and you know, whatever. It was just fun. It was a fun thing for kids to do when you was a substitute. Because it was easy to clean off of the desks and you know, you could eat it. It wasn't like toxic. It was pretty cool. And I remember there was like a thing where they were like showing like tricks or whatever. They were talking about different coins. Like they said, you know, you get a nickel and then you get a quarter, and with the nickel, like, you know, they would get like a pen with ink, and they would go around the edge of the coin and then they would roll it down your arm, and then it would make a trail of ink, and then you'd be like, yeah, you see, like the trail is smooth with the nickel, and then when you roll the quarter down, it would be ridged, and then you'd be like, you know, there's different textures, you know, with the coins and all that, and they demonstrated it, and I was like, oh, is this gonna wash off? And the substitute told me, no, she looks like dead serious, like plain faced, told me. No, it's gonna be on there forever. And I fucking freaked out, dude. I freaked out inconsolably, freaking out. I thought I got a tattoo. And I did not like the way it looked. And so she was like, no, see, we'll go to the sink. I was like, I don't wanna go to the sink. You know, and she's fucking like dragged me over there. She's trying to wash it off. She's like, CZ, it's going off. And I'm just like crying, looking up, like, it's not washing off.
She was just fucking with you? Like when she said that straight face, or was she just like,
she was fine with me for sure. Yeah, she was just trying to make it. She was just trying to make a joke, but you know, as soon as I started freaking out, I remember her getting really nervous to like be like, no, it's okay.
Yeah,
dude. Did you ever have any like other people in your early years in school, like especially first, second, third grade, where they freaked the fuck out? Have you ever seen a child have a full blown fucking tantrum and destroy a whole classroom? Because I have four times.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I've seen it four fucking times. Just. Like it was like two girls and two boys. One girl was like sad she got like a D, and then she failed a test or something, didn't spell something right, something stupid.
Yeah.
And then the teacher, I think the teacher was like, no, it's okay. And then somebody called her dumb. And then, dude, it set her off. She went up to the kid and she fucking flipped his desk with him still in it.
Really?
Yeah, and he started crying. And then everyone was like, whoa now. And then she just started pushing all the desks. Everyone had to get up. Everyone had to, like, line up outside. And, dude, she made a mess, bro. She made a fucking mess of the entire thing. Tore down posters, kicked it over.
I wish I did more of that shit when I was a kid.
Because you get away with it.
You just get away with it.
You just fucking Hulk rage, fucking smash everything. People be like, oh, he's just fucking like, stupid 6-year-old. Spank you a couple of times.
I was never aware of how much shit I could have gotten away with as a kid when I was a kid. If you're a kid and you're listening to this, just stop fucking shit up for no reason. that's my advice. You'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
Parents will forget about it eventually. Fuck, I had another really good thing to say.
One of the memories I have from school is we went down to the beach one day and we like collected like crabs and stuff from the rock pools.
That's cool.
And we brought them back and put them in a fish tank at the school.
Mm.
And I remember we went into the school one day and you could just see a starfish consuming a fucking crab.
Oh, we spit out its stomach, right?
Yeah, it was just fucking slow. The slowest shit ever, just over like a couple days or something, just slowly consuming this.
Dude, I swear that they will do that in early, like, I swear, it must be a common theme in every single, like, early, like, grade one, you know, K through five, where you will do a thing in science class or whatever, where, for ours, it was... We got a bunch of butterflies. We got caterpillars. And then and then over the course of the school year, you see the caterpillars will turn into cocoons. And then you see the cocoons. And then you see over the course of whatever, and they'll even film it with the camera, get the little time lapse, and then show the class like how it works. And you do this whole thing on caterpillars and, you know, metamorphosis. And then the butterflies, these beautiful monarch butterflies, are like fucking extinct now. You never see a monarch butterfly ever. And, like... At the end of the whole experiment, you have a whole crate filled with butterflies, and you go, okay, it's time to set them free, guys. Time to go outside and set them free and watch them fly away. And then we fucking took it, we put it out, you get to grab a butterfly, and you let it go. And, you know, mine went fine, my friends went fine, and then this fucking girl, she throws hers, and a fucking sparrow comes and eats the fucking butterfly, and she was crying, dude, bawling her eyes out.
Why can't she just be happy for the fucking sparrow?
Right?
You know, like, it's just a great meal.
But then it's like, you know, then you get taught another lesson, you know, with that, you know, it gets explained to you, like,
life is unforgiving and cruel.
Yeah, you know, this is the ecosystem.
You'll never be happy again.
Yeah.
You know.
Pretty much.
Important lessons for a child.
But you know, I swear there's always something like that where it's like, oh, hey, here's a little fish tank and here's that.
It's some fucking death.
Here's a big fish eating a little fish, fucking tearing it apart.
Yeah.
You know, here's a video of a dolphin fucking a dead fish.
Yeah.
Blue, pull that out.
No, bro, no more dolphin pussy.
Yeah,
serious.
Fair enough. It was dolphin dig that time, bro.
That's
you ever seen
good.
That? dolphin bite off the head of a fish and then fucks it.
Like a fleshlight?
Holy shit.
Really?
No, I haven't seen that.
Blue, you want to pull it up?
Is this even a possible thing to pull up? How graphic is this?
I mean, like, you kind of see the dolphin's penis, like, going in and out of the head of the severed fish.
I'd love to see it.
But,
I'll be honest. Holy shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck?
See, there it is.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there he goes.
How is it doing it, though? Like, is the fish up against something? Oh, my God. Yeah. That is so crazy. Yo, that dick really looks like I thought it would.
Oh, he's having a blast.
Yeah, he's digging it.
Man, these dolphins, they're kinky.
Jesus
Christ. They're really just trying to bust all the time.
All the time.
It's good for dolphins.
Dolphins straight up have fleshlights.
Yeah. So for the audio listeners that weren't able to watch that video, it was basically a dolphin fucking a dead fish. which is awesome. If you want to see it yourself, you can just
a very small fish too.
Small. It seemed like it was a good like 1 footer.
Yeah, but that's...
That means his dick was like a 1 footer.
Yeah.
I guess you're right. Man, we had this one teacher in high school called Mr. Wong.
He had a 1 footer?
No, he used to threaten to push kids down the stairs. That was like his bit.
That's so sick.
He'd be like, do your homework or I'll push you down the stairs. Everyone loved him. Until he pushed that one kid down the stairs.
That'd be horrible. Yeah,
then it was fear.
And he was like Stephen Hawking for the rest of the year. Anyway. I'm serious though. That happened. That was like a.
He pushed someone down the stairs.
No, he didn't push someone down the stairs. But he did threaten it an awful lot. Yeah. You could tell he was thinking about it. At one point, I think he came up behind a kid and went like that. you know, and, like, kind of like pushed him and then grabbed him back to commit to the bit. Yeah, that guy's in prison though.
He murdered several children.
Nah.
Do you guys ever reflect on, like, maybe you missed like a critical day or 2 days or 3 days, like in like an early grade, that just completely fucked you in the long run?
Nah.
Because I'm pretty sure I missed a thing like for like grammar, like verbs, adverbs, adjectives, you know, like the adjectives. Adjectives, you see? Like, I miss those classes.
I get what you mean now.
Those classes.
Yeah. I reckon so, I've got things that I don't know about because I just missed them.
I can't tell. Like, if somebody, like, if I was running for president and I had all of the issues thought out, all of the policy thought out, and it was all good, and I was up on stage, the one way to just completely fuck my chances of getting elected would just be like, Mr. Swagger Souls, what's the difference between a verb and an adjective? I'd be fucked. I'd be
no, you wouldn't.
So
come
fucked.
You wouldn't
be so fucked.
The difference between the two.
I don't.
Yes, you do. You're
a verb is a descriptive word?
No, that's an adjective. You idiot.
Yeah,
what do you mean? This is a complete bit, right?
No.
Please tell me this.
It's
is
not a bit.
I think it'd be fine because I feel
bit.
Like
You're
most
smart.
Of America doesn't know
I
that
know
either.
I'm smart, but the thing is, like, when you miss like 3 days or 4 days where like you learn the material and you get tested on it, like
this isn't just a thing that happened. They just teach you this once. This is
no,
like a recurring
like,
theme
no,
in school.
No, like, I literally, I swear to God, I was never taught it again after that, like after the point where I missed it, or like I never was able to like figure it out. Mm. Like, maybe I am just fucking stupid.
He's a verb
know.
For you. He's capping. He's capping right
That's
now.
A verb. So what verb?
A verb is like an action.
A verb is an action.
Yeah, and
so
an adjective
like,
is a descriptive
like,
term.
So
word.
Is punch a verb?
Yes.
Punching is...
Well, no, yeah, punching.
That's an adverb.
Punching is... Yeah, an adverb... Oh my God, now I'm... now I'm on the fucking spot here. An adverb is a... Toby, help me out here.
So an adverb is like a verb. So like, you'd be like... You know, why did you bring this up?
Now we just all look so ignorant on the fucking podcast.
Well, like, how about adverb?
Adverb is a doing word.
The JBL is powering the Misfits podcast. Mm. Even though we are stupid and have no brains inside of our skull, we get the added benefit of JBL speaker sound waves going through our very own ears and reverberating across our hollow cranium.
It's lit.
Yeah, adverb is like the manner in which a verb takes place. Like if you, like, I'm stroking you, that's a verb.
Right.
But I'm stroking you softly. Softly is the adverb.
Okay,
okay,
so
like,
it's like
an adjective for a verb?
So for you, it would be like, I was Googling nervously.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
So I was Googling nervously.
All right, so it would be an adverb.
And then it was relief when
so
I found out.
So there's verb, adverb,
adjective. That's right.
What's an adjective?
That's like
descriptive word.
That's descriptive word.
Yeah, like softly.
I know nouns. Nouns. Like
oh yeah, what about pronouns? You know those? You know mine? Huh?
Zim.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you.
Zim Zuri.
What is Zim? What is that? You know?
No. I thought it was.
You're one of the gays, right? what does that mean?
I thought
no
it was,
fucking idea.
I thought it was like Zizai Zozum.
Zizai Zozum.
Yeah, fee fi fo fum. I smell an Englishman.
Is that your Twitter bio?
It's English they them.
Oh, sorry.
I can't
thank
believe
you.
I'm just on this podcast.
I'm just trying to grind his bones up, bro. Into bread.
Grind his bones up.
Into bread.
Yeah.
Into bread.
What?
Fee
you
fi
didn't know
fo fum.
I forgot the rest of the story. I didn't realize it was such a gruesome tale.
Yeah, yeah. He molests a child and then turns his bones into bread.
So he kind of, would you say that he mashed his bones into a fine paste?
Yeah, and then he buried them under a dog.
A lot of callbacks here.
It's the worst callback.
So there's verb, adverb, adjective.
Do we have to go back into it?
I'm saying adjective, like it's an objective. It's adjective.
What is a simile?
A simile. Yeah. A simile is like...
That's what it is.
Yeah. That's good. Oh, dude, I'm so smart. That was completely calculated on purpose. And then there's metaphors.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I know metaphor, I know simile, I know nouns.
It's what about hyperbole?
Hyperbole?
What's that?
It'd be like, you're the worst fucking person ever. You suck and I hate you.
Yeah, that is hyperbole.
Fuck you.
I'm only kind of the worst.
Yeah, not quite. Yeah.
I'm
not quite the worst.
I'm not the worst. I'm just really bad.
Yeah.
But he was kind of over-exaggerating there.
Yeah, prick.
Well, these are all great terms. I'm glad we're learning things, educating the listeners. Maybe they didn't know themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe they were like you. They missed that that crucial 2 days in school. And they glad, were
I'm glad
it was.
That us in the audience are now on better terms.
We're all fully educated now.
Yep.
Now we know everything.
Congrats.
That was the only gap in our knowledge.
Yeah, now my neurons are connected and firing simultaneously. Yeah.
It's like it all makes sense now.
Yeah. It's just like... There has to be something like with everyone, no matter how smart you are, there's just like one thing that everybody knows that you don't.
Everyone has gaps in their knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm trying to think.
Would you rather have gaps in your knowledge or gaps in your teeth?
Why did I know you were going to say that?
I knew exactly that I was going to say that as well. It's because I just know how his brain works now.
Yeah.
I've examined
I'd rather
it
have
for years.
Gaps in my knowledge.
Hmm. Yeah, probably, yeah. Like, gaps in your teeth is kind of hard to get around.
I feel like gaps in your knowledge is like, you know, I mean, like, everyone's got some.
Are you saying that if I have gaps in my teeth, I'll have no gaps in my knowledge? Because I'll take that alternative.
Oh, okay.
And I just know everything. So, and I'm sure my teeth are fucked up, but I know, so.
I don't know how to make my own braces out of fish wire.
Yeah, I just know everything, so it doesn't really matter if my teeth are got gaps in them.
If you guys
probably
going
to get pussy either way.
If you guys could pick one subject to know everything about, like, you know, you just instantly know how to do everything to do with that subject.
Crypto?
What would it be? Crypto?
Yeah, you'd be fucking rich.
Yeah, that's it's kind of a lame answer, though. Like, what about, like, I don't know.
Medicine, or, you know?
Oh, medicine would be an interesting
one. You know, maybe
one.
Just be an institute doctor.
Yeah, or, like, biology or something useful that isn't just a selfish pursuit of greed and wealth.
I think know. Like knowing everything about how just like machines work,
like mechanic.
Yeah, just well, yeah, but engineering.
Engineering.
Yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah, just being able to rebuild anything.
Maybe like being really good on a podcast.
I think I want to just know everything about the Pokemon universe. That's probably what I put all my skill points into.
Yeah.
Blue, play a random Pokemon, like, you know when they come out of the ball and then they go like just they do the random fucking, like, sound when, like, they pop out? Just play, like, a random, like, out of all of the Pokemon and then Fitch will try to guess it.
Okay, give me a second.
That's actually kind of a fun little game. I'm going to be so bad at it, though.
Do they all make unique noises?
Yeah.
Yeah, they all go, like, Squirtle.
No,
like,
no, they don't even say, like, the names, like, when they pop out. They just go, like,
Really?
We're like,
is this how it is now or how it used to be? Because when I was a kid, I used to watch the show.
The show is different, but I'm talking about the game. Talking about the game. The shit the China banned.
I'm not going to know that shit.
What if you put up a picture of a Pokemon and we have to say what it is?
It's kind of easy. Yeah. I mean, it's hard because there's so many now, but I'd know all the first gen ones.
Yeah.
Because I'm, you know.
Do you know the Pokemon rap?
The song, like a rap song, or like a Pokemon rap?
No, the Pokemon rap song.
Is it like a McDonald's meal?
No, dude. It's
a new Pokemon
rap. You
don't
know where it was like. I don't know the name. I don't know, like, the fucking.
I think I've heard that.
Yeah, you would have had to if you watched the show. Yeah. They play it at the end of every episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you mean. Yeah.
I think I have some sounds.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Is that Diglett?
No.
Is it Charmander?
It's literally just it's like a 16-bit sound, 8-bit sound. What the fuck?
Was that the same sound?
Yeah.
It didn't sound the same.
Oh, it was Meowth.
No.
How are we supposed to know this?
What type
what
is it?
That?
It's Bulbasaur.
It's Bulbasaur. Okay. Oh, obviously, that would make sense.
Hit us with another one.
Dude, this is some straight autistic shit. I'm sorry. I do not know what these fucking.
Yo, dude, I was on. Dude.
The audio listeners are like, these guys have lost the fucking plot.
Dude, like,
these guys have lost the plot.
A year ago, I was on, I think it was like one of Ludwig's shows with Fly. It was like a trivia thing, and Connor Eats Pants was like on the other team. And it was literally this same exercise. And Connor Eats Pants is like an autistic savant with Pokemon. Like, crazy knowledge, all things Pokemon. And, like, they literally play, like, random fucking noises. Just like, And then he'd be like, oh, he's Tour Chick. And he'd be like, okay, another point. He'd be like, oh, that's Mr. Mime. Oh, another point. He'd be like, how do you fucking remember?
Such an insane, like, bank of knowledge.
It's insane.
For something so
useless.
Well, it's not useless because he's made a career off of streaming, I guess.
Look, bro, yeah.
Plays
dude,
Pokemon, etc.
Literally, ever since then, I've been a Connor Each Pants stan. Like, that knowledge. That
ever since
big
I found
brain.
Out that he actually eats pants, I've been a huge fan. Yeah, that's
it was really weird, dude. When he was at like the fucking remember the party that we threw in LA, and he literally was tearing into jeans.
We all ordered pizza. He was like, not for me.
Yeah he pants. Was like, we were like, well, what are you, would you like? You know, he was, you're the guy.
He was
drag,
like, he was
drag
like,
suit jeans.
He was spoiling himself. He had some Gucci jeans.
He was at my side all night. Like, hey, fit those nice jeans. Yeah. I want to eat them.
Maybe
I was
a little
like,
Nibble.
Get away. You're weird.
Little Nibble. Come on, surely.
Just a little bit of Nibble.
Maybe
jeans,
just one
man.
Of the belt loops, maybe.
Or maybe just the button.
Give us your pants.
Oh, just one of the button.
Come on, just give me the zipper. Let me eat it.
I mean, I've seen so many weirder shit at that party than pants.
Yeah.
Maybe like that chaotic. Fake, like that fake foam apple.
A foam apple?
That you wasn't remember? In L.A.
That was San Diego.
San Diego.
Mm. It was San Diego. Mm. That was the TwitchCon party that we threw.
Yeah.
Good times.
Sand.
Update. You know how last episode I said that I got a stuff to make hoodies?
Yeah.
I made my first hoodie today this morning.
Get oh, really?
Time. Yeah.
Is this it?
Oh, really?
God, this is a nice blank.
Thank you.
Yeah, this looks cool.
Holy shit.
What does it say on there?
It says creativity. I didn't know what to say. I just made it on stream this morning. I was just like, fuck it, give me a word.
That's
wrote
cool.
the word, then we made the hoodie.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, I can't come up with an idea to fucking
I'm just
put
not
this
creative.
On.
I wish I had
more creativity. That's it.
That's a great word.
I'll put that on this shirt.
Exactly what happened, yeah.
Well, good for you, advertising creativity. I don't think it gets enough props. So.
Yeah, nobody thinks about creativity,
that's
idiots.
Right. Yeah. Fucking mindless drones, you fucking yuppies listening to this.
What type of word is creativity?
That is, so there's create, which is an action.
create
is an action. Yeah. So that would be an adjective.
Well, creating is a verb.
He's fucking with us, right?
He's gotta be fucking with us.
Not fucking with you either, which is the funniest part. So it would be a verb because it's descriptive. No, but
creative is an adverb.
Creative is an adverb?
Oh, no, it's not.
Creatively
is an adverb.
So create, what about creativity?
This is so cancer. Yeah, right. I can't believe that we're doing this.
Creativity.
We don't,
it is an adjective. It is an adjective.
So I was right the first time.
What? Creativity? It's not an adjective.
It's an adverb.
No, creatively
no,
would be
no,
an adverb.
It's a verb.
Fuck you.
Gaslight back at it again. Oh, dude, we are so stupid. How the fuck do any of you listening actually take us seriously?
I honestly don't even know. It's
half the shit I say is not fact-checked. Did you know that?
What do you mean? Is any of the shit you say fact-checked?
Yeah, never.
I'm not saying it's invalid or wrong or anything. I'm just saying, is any of it fact-checked?
I'm sure someone online is like, oh,
yeah, okay,
what,
that's,
was
yeah,
he right? And then
fair.
They look
that's
it up
fair.
And they go, oh, no, he was. He was horribly wrong.
Okay, in that respect, probably all of the stuff we say is fact-checked.
Do you think?
Maybe.
Fact check.
Are you fat?
Fat check.
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah, but chunky. A little
check.
Chubby.
Stupid check. Fat check.
Sex, no.
No. Virgin check.
Yes.
Anyway, this has been the podcast. Bit of a ramble session here.
Yeah, but a bit of a fun one.
Bit of reminiscing on the old school ground days.
Mm. Wholesome.
Bit of talking about Amazon drivers smoking pot. Bit of talking about Swagger's friends smoking pot.
Mm.
Bit of talking about Toby cocaine problem.
Yeah, and smoking pot.
And talking about you leaving.
Yeah, me leaving
you
and
are,
me being locked out of my house.
You
That's
leaving,
why I'm leaving the country.
You're leaving tomorrow.
I am leaving tomorrow. I get a flight at 9 a.m. It's kind of crazy.
Damn, that's early.
Yeah, by the time this podcast released, you would have been there for 2 weeks.
In the States for a while now. We're recording these in advance, kind of bulked up on these bad boys right
here. Yeah.
But I'll be seeing you soon.
We will have to figure out a replacement.
I'll be the reporter out in the field.
Yep.
Like, guys, I'm in America and it's...
Oh. Just before, because you said reporter, that made me, it triggered me in a good
I'm
way.
Sorry to trigger you.
No, it was in a good way.
Okay.
But... You remember All Gas, No Brakes?
Yeah.
He has a new channel, you know?
Yeah, Channel 5.
Channel 5. I had no idea. I only found that out today.
Yeah, guy's still doing it, of
Andrew
course.
Andrew Callahan.
He's killing it.
Absolutely fucking killing it.
Yeah, I love that guy. He's honestly probably my favorite creator on the site right now.
That's fucking good actual.
I mean, other than Swagger Souls and Toby, of course, but you know.
I don't create.
Fucking liar of a shirt, then. Lying ass hoodie, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fair.
Anyway.
Sorry. Anyways.
We'll see you yuppies later, I guess.
Lady yeah. yuppies.
I hope you've enjoyed the episode. I hope you've had a great, good week. And, you know, if you haven't, then fucking maybe do something about it.
Yeah, give your mom my number.
Toby's looking. She's on the prowl.
On the prowl for some mama puss.
You want that cougar.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, all right. We should really close this shit out.
Yeah, my arm is starting to hurt.
All right, bye.
Bye. Bye, guys.